With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump using the first military commencement address of his second term to congratulate West Point cadets earlier today. Mr. Trump telling the more than 1,000 graduating cadets, you came from excellence, you came for duty. Senate Republicans say they're going to rewrite the bill to the House passed Thursday to enact President Trump's agenda. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Mike Johnson urged GOP senators at a meeting Tuesday to keep their changes to the bill as minimal as possible to avoid wrecking the delicate compromises he cobbled together in the House. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, however, told reporters that the Senate would have its own imprint on the bill, and his GOP colleagues are looking to make changes to an array of provisions. Senate conservatives led by Senators Ron Johnson, Rick Scott, and Mike Lee want to include bigger spending cuts in the bill, arguing to colleagues that the legislation as drafted in the House will do little to rein in spending. A top priority of Thune and Senate Finance Committee Chair Mike Crapo will be to make several high-profile business tax breaks permanent. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Israel may change its mind after all, and officials say allow some aid groups into Gaza in order to stay in charge of non-food aid.
Palestinians, mostly women and children, clamor outside a charity kitchen in Gaza for food. As pressure mounts to get more aid into the area, Israel appears to be changing tack and may let aid groups operating in the battered enclave remain in charge of non-food assistance while leaving food distribution to a newly established U.S.-backed group, according to a letter obtained by the Associated Press. Israel accuses Hamas of siphoning off aid, but the United Nations and aid groups deny there is significant diversion. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. A beauty products company embracing transgenderism.
While a lot of big firms are backing away from the LGBT agenda under fire from customers, Dove appears to be doubling down. The company has released a short ad for a hair care product that features a man who is living as a woman. It's all part of a campaign called The Dove You Love Reimagined. A lot of people on social media reacted to the transgender spot with dismay, and there are now rumblings of a potential boycott of Dove. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Victory for Republicans in the California Assembly, that body passing a measure that would increase the penalties for sex trafficking 16- and 17-year-olds. They were not included in bipartisan legislation on sex trafficking passed last year. The GOP wanted to fix that oversight. However, some Democrats fought the new legislation, saying it would be used by parents who wanted to break up interracial or gay relationships. This is SRN News. Well, AAA says the Auto Club expects 45 million people to travel at least 50 miles from home over this long holiday weekend.
Maybe they're not going to go on big vacations far away, but they're still going to go out of town. And travel for AAA is 50 miles or more from home. This sets a new Memorial Day record.
AAA spokeswoman Aika Zadaez says people are ready to get out and about.
The temperatures are getting a little bit warmer for most people. So this is sort of like the kickoff to the summer travel season. And I think a lot of people just can't wait to, you know, come out of spring, come out of school time, and just do something that feels summer.
Well, the top man of the Pentagon has further ordered restrictions on how the media operate in the Pentagon. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth orders bans journalists access to wide areas of the Pentagon unless they have an escort. More details at srnnews.com.